This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Snow News with Chris Barnes.
The lawyer for the woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault back when they were teens is laying out conditions under which she'll testify. Christina Blasey Ford's lawyer reportedly telling the Senate Judiciary Committee she won't testify Monday when Kavanaugh is scheduled to be there, but she would be willing to testify next Thursday as long as Kavanaugh was not there. Meanwhile, counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says Democrats are still hoping to delay the proceedings, even though this isn't part of their efforts.
Well, obviously, some folks are trying to delay this as much as they can, probably politicizing it as well, trying to go well past the beginning of the Supreme Court term in early October, well past the midterms if they can do it. And that's because there are people who have not named Dr. Ford who have been trying to politicize this entire process from the beginning.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
A student pilot who's a native of Trinidad and Tobago is now facing charges accused of trying to steal an American Airlines jet at Orlando Melbourne International Airport yesterday morning. The 22-year-old parked his car outside the terminal, left it running, then hopped a barbed wire fence and got into the jet that was undergoing maintenance. Airport workers stopped him and held him till police showed up. He's now facing a long list of charges. It's been nearly 2 years, but the Cleveland Browns are finally in the win column again. Rookie quarterback Baker Mayfield says the win's his first step in what he hopes will be the team's new direction.
It's not the only win we're going to celebrate. You know, it's a building block for us. Did some good things, but there's still a lot we can work on.
Mayfield coming off the bench to lead the Browns to a come-from-behind 21-17 win over the New York Jets. The team's first win since Week 16 of the 2016 season. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The CDC's National Center for Health Statistics reporting death rates for Americans have increased in 5 of the 12 leading categories. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The report on mortality also examines when, why, and where Americans are dying. The latest figures show increases in 5 of the 12 leading causes, including injuries, Alzheimer's disease, suicide, chronic liver disease, as well as the life-threatening bloodstream poisoning condition known as septicemia. Another disturbing trend was the increase in the age-adjusted suicide rate, increasing by 23% from 2006 to 2016, up to 13.5 suicides for every 100,000. I'm John Clemens.
Officials in South Carolina say the worst flooding from Hurricane Florence in that state may be yet to come in some spots. Residents living near the South Carolina coast are preparing for a deluge of water as flooded rivers are starting to crest today there. North Carolina's rivers, well, most of them tended to crest yesterday. And starting today, you'll be able to freeze your credit for free. That's because Congress amended the Fair Credit Reporting Act to require reporting agencies to freeze these reports for no charge after last year's massive data breach at Equifax. Financial experts say freezing your credit reports is the best way to protect against identity theft. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all waiting for you. Hey, by the way, we've got God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness, the Blu-ray DVD. As I mentioned, our friend David A.R. White was on the show last week, and he left us a plethora of these DVDs and Blu-rays to give away, and you know we're givers, so this is how we do it. Just drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me you want to be put in the hopper, and we pull out your name. Make sure you include your address, okay? I think I forgot to tell you that earlier. We were getting some emails without addresses because, you know, I'm going to know where to send it, right? All right, so make sure you include your address, bill@billmartinezlive.com. We'll get that Blu-ray and DVD to you post-haste. God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness. We're giving them away. Stephen Mosier joins us now. He is the president of the Population Research Institute and author of Bully of Asia, Why China's Dream is the New Threat to World Order. Let me give you a little bit of, if I read a praise or two here, I'm going to read one from a guest that's going to be coming on our show very shortly, Danny Toma. He is a retired Foreign Service officer, author of the forthcoming American First, Why Everything You Know About Foreign Affairs is Not Only Wrong, It is Un-American. And Danny's going to be coming on to talk about his new book later on. But this is what he had to say about Stephen Mosier's book, Bully of Asia. He says it's a wake-up call for Americans who assume that China plays by the same rules as other countries. I would hope by now you realize they don't. That's my sidebar comment. Stephen Mosier, one of the first writers to expose the brutality of China's one-child policy, has spent more than a decade in the Chinese world and has a deep knowledge of Chinese culture and history. Unlike commentators who see China as a country gradually assimilating to international norms, Mosier argues convincingly that today's People's Republic, like its imperial predecessor, sees its rightful place as the natural center of the world. According to Mosier, China's goal is nothing short of world hegemony, and its policy is driven by a belief that the Han Chinese people are now and have always been the highest civilizations, not only in cultural terms, but in racial and political ones as well. A corollary of this belief is that only the United States stands in the way of China taking that rightful place is a sobering thought indeed. Stephen Mosier, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
It's good to be here.
Well, great to have you along with us to really put into perspective. I mean, you have an immense amount of understanding of China. And right now, of course, President Trump has been making nice, and there are some seemingly positive things that have been done on the surface with President Xi. But we can also see, it doesn't take a lot of insight to see that, you know, China's interested in China, just like America is interested in America.
Well, absolutely. I mean, China has always been China first. And it's not just China first. It's China as the superior culture. Now, remember, in historical times, China was surrounded by smaller, weaker nations like Vietnam and Cambodia and Korea, and they bullied those nations over the centuries. And they naturally thought of themselves as what? As the middle kingdom, the kingdom in the center of the earth.
Right.
The kingdom whose power was strong enough to enable it to dominate its region. Well, now it wants to dominate the world. And the only thing that stands in the way of that, of course, is the United States of America. And the good news is, of course, 2 years ago we had an election, and we have a president who is not content to preside over America's decline. He wants to make America great again.
Exactly.
And so all of a sudden the Chinese have woken up to the fact that the game is not over. In fact, it's game on. And I believe that they now think that they know they lost the trade war.
Mm-hmm. That would be good. I mean, look what's happening in the stock market. The stock market thinks that may be the case. They are trusting in what this president is doing. I mean, they see business. They know on the short term there could be some, you know, a little bit of pain. And we said this early on in the show with the world, you know, with the WTO and what has happened with trade and what President Trump is affecting on behalf of the American people. And I say that if he's able to make this happen, it will be win-win for everybody, including the Chinese, because it's going to really sharpen the kind of creativity and competition now truly on a level playing field and on a global level. And I think that bodes well for future inventions and creativity and a lot of hard work and opportunities for people.
Oh, it absolutely does. I mean, look, the people who are suffering the most under the Chinese party state, the misrule of the Chinese Communist Party, are the Chinese people themselves.
Exactly.
There are millions of Chinese desperate to get out of China. I think they're afraid of Xi Jinping, the new Red Emperor. President Xi Jinping, we call him, is also the head of the Chinese military. He's also the head of the
right.
Chinese Communist Party. They're more afraid of him than they were, they tell me, of Chairman Mao, who was one of the great mass murderers of human history.
And, of course, now his appointment is for life now, right?
Well, that's right. They eliminated the two-term limit for presidents. And so the Chinese people now know they're going to have to put up with Xi Jinping, who's in his mid-60s, probably for another 20 or 25 years. And, you know, the more he consolidates power, the more dictatorial he becomes. They're now setting up in China a social credit score where everybody, whenever you talk on the phone, whenever you post anything online, whenever you buy anything, wherever you go, the government is watching. Big
mm-hmm.
Brother is watching, and they give you a score. And if you're talking to good people who praise the regime, your score goes up. If you're talking to people who are critics of the regime, dissidents, your score goes down. Guess what happens if your score goes down far enough?
They send you
to re-education camps.
Exactly.
Not because you've committed a crime, but because you may commit a crime because you're such a critic of the regime.
Wow. Wow, that's pretty scary what's going on. I was going to ask you how heavy-handed is President Xi, and you just gave us an idea right there. What else? What else is going on?
Well, what's going on in China is a persecution of every known religion, of
mm-hmm.
course, except the religion of communism, which is the official state religion of the Chinese Communist Party. 90 million members of the Chinese Communist Party, which is officially atheistic, must believe in Xi Jinping as their great leader. They regard China as a kind of church in which the high priest is Xi Jinping and the Communist Party members are the acolytes, and everybody else is supposed to bow down and worship in that church. So who's being persecuted? Well, everybody. The Tibetan mm-hmm. Buddhists are being persecuted. Protestants and the home church movement are being persecuted. Their churches are being torn down. The Catholics are being persecuted. Muslims in the far west, you name it. You know, everybody is expected to worship in the church of Xi Jinping, and if you don't, you're in trouble.
Well, we know that the Pope, the Vatican, is set to sign an agreement with China by the end of the month, one that cedes control over the appointment of bishops to Beijing. I want to get into that specifically with you, Stephen, and the impact that will have. You mentioned the underground church. Boy, this is going to increase the persecution of the underground church in China, will it not?
Absolutely, absolutely. I went to Rome a couple months ago because I knew this agreement was being considered, and I talked to senior officials, actually trying to talk them out of signing an agreement with the Chinese Communist Party.
Well, Stephen Mosier is with us. We've got more to talk to him about his new book, The Bully of Asia. You know, we have to understand, and this is one of the things that we fail to understand here in the West, is when you have people that their ultimate goal is to rule and reign the world, well, what do you think? You think that excludes America?
Well, I think America is seen as a fundamental obstacle to China's rise.
And without a doubt.
Everything they... Yeah.
More from Stephen after this.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez live.
I wonder if we even realize what it is they're getting away with. You know, it's like the rules are being rewritten even as we continue on with our life. Of course, we were warned that there would be a day when that which is good will be called evil, that which is evil, good, sweet, sour. I mean, this seems like America in the 21st century. We're talking with Stephen Mosier. We're talking about his book, Bully of Asia. I like what Larry Arn, the president of Hillsdale College, had to say about the book. He says, if we learn anything from Churchill, we learn not to trust nations where the government owns the people, not the other way around. When those nations are arming, danger follows. Today, as Stephen Mosier writes, a communist, fascist China dominates its own people, builds the weapons to dominate others. In this book, one of America's most perceptive China watchers explains why China's dream is the world's nightmare. Will America wake up in time? It will, if it reads this book. That's quite an ominous warning from Larry Arn there, Stephen.
Well, it is. Larry is a great student of Churchill, a great student of history, the president of Hillsdale College, mm-hmm. which is, you know, if you've got an 18-year-old thinking about what college to go to, that would be a great choice.
Exactly.
But yeah, we've got this is the geopolitical threat of the 21st century, just as the Soviet Union was the geopolitical threat of the last century. And it's very important that we win and not mm-hmm. China. If China wins, the world will be a much darker, much more dangerous place. Human rights will disappear. Tyrannies will dominate. That's not a world I want my children and grandchildren to live in.
Exactly. And, I mean, here it is. You have, these nations that are rising, whether it's China or you have the Islamic movement, people shouting death to America. And it's like, what do we think? We're just so well protected by, you know, the Pacific and the Atlantic and the oceans around us that we're impervious to these threats. I mean, they're now, which was once an existential threat, is now, in the boundaries because of our open borders. They are amongst us. The FBI says they have open investigations in every state of the Union that are direct threats to our liberties.
Oh, absolutely. There's the Chinese espionage effort in the United States is huge. It's completely, it's 10 times greater than what the Soviet Union ever tried to do in the United States. I mean, I recall meeting with Congressman Chris Cox in 1998, 20 years ago. I was serving on a presidential commission. And he said at that time there were 8,000 Chinese front companies busy vacuuming up information, useful commercial military information in China, for China. That was 20 years ago. There are probably 10 times that number of front companies now in the United States operating, vacuuming up all kinds of useful information. So that just the magnitude of the effort is stunning.
Exactly. Well, you know, we've been so concerned about Russian collusion, we haven't even addressed China. Every once in a while, people talk that maybe China has interfered with the elections. I mean, we know that this has been going on from time in memoriam. You've got countries, you know, fiddling and doing what they can to interfere with elections, whether it's here in the United States or we had our former president involved in, you know, what happened with the Brexit, decision by the people there, interfered, spent a lot of money. I don't know where he got $300 million to spend to defeat Benjamin Netanyahu, but he did that. So why are we so disdained?
Well, you know, and a little historical note here, back in 1996, the communist Chinese regime was already funneling money into the Bill Clinton political campaign. And when the FBI launched an investigation, over 100 Chinese agents fled our
yes.
country and went back to China so they would avoid being interviewed and indicted for crimes. So, I mean, this has been going on from China for a long time. And look, we've got to remember, Russia is the threat of the past. It's got an economy smaller than New York State. It's got an aging nuclear arsenal. You know, most of its ships are rusting in port. The old Soviet Navy can't put out to sea because they've got mechanical problems. China is the threat of this century. And by the end of the 21st century, one country, one system will dominate the world. And it's very important that American values of freedom and liberty are in the lead and not China's.
kind of interesting the way China has been able to play this game of chess, and that is that they've gotten the American people to support their armament and their buildup through, you know, this imbalance of trade. $400+ billion a year has been ripped out of Americans' hands. It has hurt our job seekers, our job creators. They've stolen intellectual property gladly, and we've been complicit in fortifying them. And now, thank God for Donald Trump, who says, look at no more. And, you know, what is this going to do in terms of President Xi's perception at home? Because they are they're playing a game they can't win here. I mean, we're so dominant right now. And thank God that this is being played now. You know, because if we waited another 20 years, we wouldn't be able to play this this hand, would we?
Yeah, well, you know, back a couple of years ago, China thought it had won. If you go back and read the new Red Emperor Xi Jinping, President Xi Jinping of China was talking about 21st century being China's century. The rise of China was unstoppable. America was a power in decline. He was going around the world saying, you better realign with us because, you know, America's history, we're the future. And now 2 years later, all that looks very, very different. Now we still have a problem. The problem is they are stealing $600 billion worth of intellectual property from us every year. Everything from the newest fashion designs to the latest Hollywood movies to the plans for the F-35. I mean, it's across the board theft. The FBI estimates $600 billion a year of intellectual property. Add to that the trade surplus that they're running, $400+ billion, and it comes to $1 trillion a year.
Wow.
of sustenance being sucked out of the United States and transferred to China. We've got to stop that hemorrhaging. I mean, we're the largest and most powerful economy in the world still, but even we can't sustain that kind of loss over time. And I'll tell you what, President Trump is the first president in more than 40 years to bash China on three fronts, on the trade front, on the military front, and on the ideological front. And I think China is losing on each front. They're losing on the trade front because, look, their economy depends upon trade with the United States, access to the largest consumer market in the world, which is us, in order to thrive. It's the only sector of the economy which is really prospering. The rest is funded by, you know, bad loans from the government, which will eventually crash. The military, they can't match our military buildup. If they try, they will go the way of the Soviet Union. They will collapse. Ideologically, what is more attractive? You know, going in, descending into the hell that is Venezuela, or you know, moving to the broad, sunlit uplands of freedom and liberty where everyone can prosper and help themselves and their neighbors. Obviously, we've got a much more attractive model than China does to export. So if we simply have faith in ourselves, we can win this.
Well, and look in short order. In less than 600 days, what this president has been able to do in unleashing the human potential. I had maintained that we had a lot of pent-up productivity in the previous 8 years under the previous regime. And Donald Trump came in and he took the handcuffs off and look what's going on. They said he would never, you know, President Obama at the time said, what is he going to do, wave a magic wand? Everybody knows, everybody agrees. And it's interesting how the Democrats talk because it's everybody agrees. It's like, wait a minute, you need to broaden your sphere of influence and understanding here and get out of your echo chamber because not everybody believes that America is set for a 2.0 GDP. And look what's happened. It is most incredible. As we wrap things up, Stephen, I look forward to having you back because we got to have you back because there's so much to talk about. But summarize, if you can, we touched a little bit on the persecution of the underground church and this deal with the Vatican and the Chinese.
Well, the Vatican is ready to sign a deal with the Chinese Communist Party, giving the Communist Party, officially atheistic, the authority to appoint bishops. That's giving away what we call the keys of the kingdom in the Catholic world, because that's the authority reserved for the Pope. And in return, the Chinese Communist Party is going to recognize him in some way, but the agreement is secret. So we don't even know the details. What it will be seen as by the underground church, the suffering church in China, as a complete sellout to the party. And it's depressing to contemplate.
Well, more to be discussed with Stephen Mosher. We look forward to having you back. He is the author of the book, Bully of Asia. Available.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how health care should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your health care costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing health care for good.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The lawyer for the woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault back when they were teens is laying out conditions under which she'll testify. Christina Blasey Ford's lawyer reportedly telling the Senate Judiciary Committee she won't testify Monday when Kavanaugh is scheduled to be there, but she would be willing to testify next Thursday as long as Kavanaugh was not there. Meanwhile, counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says Democrats are still hoping to delay the proceedings, even though this isn't part of their efforts.
Well, obviously, some folks are trying to delay this as much as they can, probably politicizing as well, trying to go well past the beginning of the Supreme Court term in early October, well past the midterms if they can do it. And that's because there are people who have not named Dr. Ford who have been trying to politicize this entire process from the beginning.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours. TheCompanyStore.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
God help me.
Bill Martinez, live.
It's the way you like us, fresh and very independent, coming at you every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It's just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time, don't you think, to have an adult in the room? I mean, this thing's out of control, what is going on in our culture today. Such misbehavior, such sophomoric attitude. I mean, it's like we had a bunch of juveniles running around, and we're not talking about the kids. We're talking people dressed in adult clothes. That operate on the Beltway. With us right now is a commentator, columnist, and talk show host, Karen Cataline, who received her master's degree in social work from Columbia University. She's a frequent guest on many talk shows, and it's about time she showed up here. Karen, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
It is great to be with you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, what is it that's going on in our country, as you write about, that where are the adults in the room over this hashtag MeToo? I mean, you could say hashtag MeToo, talk about anything just about that's going on in our culture. It's like the adults have been taken away and a radical Peter Pan has taken over.
Oh, boy, you said it, Bill. I've been a little bit like Paulette Revere on this subject ever since about June. I've been watching this happen in state governments all around the country. They've been throwing out due process. In my opinion, and you should look at this, Ballotpedia has reported that 31 state legislators around the country, this is fact, have either been expelled, have resigned, all because of sexual harassment allegations that were not properly adjudicated. I don't know each of the circumstances of this case, but I do know one that happened in Colorado, one in Arizona. These are expulsions that haven't happened in 80 years, 103 years, and in my opinion, this has all been a precursor, kind of like a broken window, to what we're seeing now with Brett Kavanaugh. And the Democrats are going to continue to do this until Republicans finally get tough, which they're not, and set boundaries with these adolescents. And that's what they are.
Well, Karen, we have the rule of law. I mean, there's procedure. I mean, I think Senator Grassley, all things considered, has done a fairly good job, except for holding the committee to procedures. And there are things that come, even with this letter coming up at the last minute, the way it was presented and the whole deal, there should, you know, we should have learned enough with what we went through with Clarence Thomas and I want to say Anita Hill, what happened in that experience, that they should have anticipated that. They see what's happening in, as you say, and you pointed out very clearly. I mean, it doesn't take a genius. I mean, look what's happening around the country. Like, that's not a precursor of what's going to happen at the federal level.
Yeah, and you know who their biggest fish is that they've been after all along, and which, in my opinion, although I cannot prove it, I wish more investigative reporters would look into these 31 cases, because each one of them are unique unto themselves, and they were not, there was no due process in many cases. They were pressured to resign by Democrats and liberals that basically wanted to set a precedent so they could get, guess who? The president.
Yes,
that's
exactly
who they've been after all along. And if they could say, well, 31 legislators had to step down because of sexual harassment that may or may not have happened 36 years ago, well, now there's pressure for the president to step down. And they telegraphed all of this to us, Bill.
Yes,
it's
they
not
did.
Like it was a big secret that they were prepared to oppose this nominee before they even knew his name.
Yeah.
So they expect us not to remember any of this?
Yeah, I mean, there they are to advise and consent. And how do you advise when you already already decided, even before, I mean, within minutes of the announcement of his nomination, you got all these votes already no. So if you're already going to vote no, then why should we go through three circus days of hearings and let's save all the Spartacus moments and move on and go to call the question?
And all of this is so incredibly obvious that they are delay tactics to attempt to delay this vote until after the midterms, where they hope against hope that they can win back the Senate. And what concerns me most is the media consistently and constantly incites irrational thinking, incites. All they can do is call people racist, sexist, homophobe, bring race and sex into everything, basically to incite ignorant people to do ignorant things. And that's the irresponsibility on steroids. It's quite a concern. Really?
Well, it really is fascist when you think about it. I mean, we've been saying this for years, just as you've been championing the call for good people, to stand up against this tyranny that's taken place. And that is, we've called it the spirit of invalidation. If I can invalidate your involvement in the public square and quiet your voice, then it's all about me, and I have control of the narrative. And this is what the Democrats have been able to do with a lot of help from the mainstream media, who are
it's
being called out.
Totalitarian
sure.
tactics.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and this
and
is
we
what...
haven't. Sorry.
No,
ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm with you. No, go ahead. You're the guest.
As conservatives, we have not, or Republicans, you know, I don't always use those terms interchangeably. They're not. But we haven't come up with any good tactics or any good way of fighting these smears.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. I just talked to somebody on the West Coast this morning who is so convinced, the media has convinced people so thoroughly that Donald Trump is a racist, and therefore anything you say or do about him is perfectly acceptable, no matter how irrational that is. They cannot point to anything rational that makes him such.
Mm-hmm.
And my point is, we do not have any way of fighting back against this. I came up with something just kind of on a lark that I think conservative women have to step up. Use a hashtag. I came up with this hashtag, we aren't victims.
Yes.
So you know, like
mm-hmm.
the waves, the wax
right.
and the waves, women pressed into emergency service.
Right.
Well, it requires women, conservative women, to be the adults in the room, to say, we think rape and sexual assault are serious crimes. And when you start lumping them together with an awkward pass or a boorish comment, well, then you're trivializing rape and sexual assault.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah,
and we don't expect to be voted for just because we have two X chromosomes. These things are, you'd think, would be common knowledge, but with a media that is basically like Pravda, you can't, you have to take the bull by the horn, so to speak, and let people know that this is irrational thinking that they're perpetrating on people.
Well, this is the power of the truth, Karen. And people need to realize, and this is why in this show we're so committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, because the truth empowers people. It gives you that confidence and that standing. And know that the truth is always challenged, and now more than ever. But this is a good opportunity for people who do believe in the truth and are passionate about it, you know, to sharpen up their blade. As you say, I agree with you. It's like, okay, how do you come back in answer to these situations? Because the thing is that, you see, we assume that everybody's reasonable and that they're willing to have a reasonable conversation. Wrong. You know, the people on the left, they're not reasonable. You know, there is no reason for them. They are convinced and ideological, and they're much like the Palestinians that basically say, we want you dead. And the only thing that you can reason with them is how you're going to die. That's really what it comes down to. It is that pernicious and certainly un-American. More from Karen Catalina on the other side of the break. We're just about 18 minutes right now before the top of the hour.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo. Each October, National Disability Employment Awareness Month is a campaign focused on raising awareness and celebrating the many contributions people with disabilities bring to our workplaces and economy. The nonprofit organization No Barriers USA is hosting its annual No Barriers Summit on October 5th and 6th in New York City. Join 1,500 leaders, changemakers, and visionaries at the summit to learn about the No Barriers Life Model and how it can spur employment opportunities for people with disabilities. Attendees can participate in the Wells Fargo-sponsored Leadership in Business Workshop that focuses on creating an inclusive workforce. David Cherna is the executive director at No Barriers USA.
This year's summit is a fantastic opportunity to help us make an impact on the work we do. The Leadership in Business Workshop focuses on creating work environments where all people can realize their full potential.
For more information on the summit and workshop, visit NoBarriersUSA.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bill Martinez. Live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're back with Karen Cataline. She is a proud Colorado native. Her first career as a professional actress-singer took her on tour around the country and to New York City, where she eventually discovered that she preferred saying her own words to memorizing somebody else's. She's also practiced as a clinician and consultant in the mental health field. Karen, because of your expertise in this field, and what is being thrust upon us with this, first of all, it was an anonymous letter, you know, from Dr. Ford. The Democrats, interestingly enough, they love projection. They have this uncanny ability. I mean, it's like they're 10-degree black belts in taking whatever their sins that they have and putting them on Republicans. And somehow Republicans, I don't know what it is that they think they need to be the scapegoats for all the Democrats' issues, but somehow they are, and you just watch this play out all the time. But that aside, Dr. Ford turns over this letter. Meanwhile, she goes to takes a polygraph test and to somehow substantiate her
emotions and what she's dealing with, something that came out in 2012 in a marriage counseling, in some marriage counseling sessions. And here it is, and she's going to release herself of all these problems, does it with a letter, wants to be anonymous, but meanwhile gets a polygraph test and turns it over to the Washington Post and says, here it is, you know, here's my story, sad but true, sends a letter to Dianne Feinstein, who sits on it for all this time, and by her own admission said, you know, this is not very credible. Of course, she since has, you know, walked that back. But, you know, the one thing about people who are deceptive, you know, they end up self-indicting, you know, unbeknownst to themselves. They end up, they can't help but reveal themselves sometimes. So this is, you know, going back to our earlier point about people getting caught up in hysteria about certain things and so emotional. You know, sometimes you just got to, it's like somebody drowning. You got to let them go. You got to let them fight themselves out. You know, the Bible's real clear. It tells us that, you know, when you see a fool coming, go in the other direction, you know. And I think that sometimes we think that it's our job to save people. It's like, look at, you know, sometimes people see a cement wall and they're going at it full blast. And you go, hey, hello, wall. And no, I, you know, they say, so what, hey, wall. I mean, really, wall, it's going to hurt. I mean, it's going to more than bruise. Well, no, they keep on going. Sometimes you just have to let them go.
Well, you know, Bill, I think that we've seen example after example after example of Donald Trump using that very strategy with his leftist opponents and even some Republican deep staters, people mm-hmm. that he has allowed, he's been willing to, I guess you'd say, light their hair on fire and then step back and watch them go crazy.
Right.
And because he's willing to take, he's got the skin of an armadillo, talk about being willing to take the slings and arrows. And because of that, he's exposed these phonies for everything they are. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got, because of Donald Trump, you've got people. I wrote a piece a couple months ago called Donald Trump is Dragging Us Kicking and Screaming into Peace and Prosperity. Mm-hmm. And it's continued to be true.
Right.
They are so against the very thing that they've claimed they've been for, that they're willing to show themselves for who they really are. And on the left, they're having these attacks of honesty. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, they're telling the truth about being socialists. Well, we always knew they were socialists, but they lied and they told us it wasn't true and they told us that was a smear. Now suddenly, they're telling the truth. And I'm very grateful for that, mm-hmm. because number one, they're a lot easier to beat when they tell us who they really are. When they lie about it, as has been the case in the last decade or longer, well, then they're much more difficult because they're, if you will, in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
And you said it precisely, projection. If you want to know what the Democrats are up to, look at what they're screaming about 6 months before they accuse you of it.
Exactly.
Remember when they talked about bullying,
mm-hmm.
and everybody wondered, why is bullying? I mean, bullying has been a part of life since I was a kid, since you were a kid, mm-hmm. and kids learn to deal with it. If it's criminal, well, then we call the cops. If it's
yes.
bullying, we allow the kid to learn how to stand up for himself. But no, they were talking about bullying. Why? Because they became the bullies.
Mm-hmm.
These tactics with Judge Kavanaugh are purely bullying tactics, and it is so incredibly obvious that the story does not add up.
Mm-hmm.
None of it adds up. It,
right.
it adds up on the one side, on the one ledger, as being purely politically motivated. Sure, I want to hear what she has to say, but for her to set terms, for her to make demands, for her to claim that the accused should defend himself from charges that she hasn't yet made,
yes,
is
exactly.
preposterous.
Right. Well, as a clinician, you can appreciate this perspective. I think, what does she put at risk here, you know, for herself? I think for, you know, especially the women who have stood up and have told, you know, like the senator from Hawaii that has told the men to shut up. And then also, I heard the dangerous statement that was spouted out the other day that here it is, you've got these white males that are going to interrogate this victim. victim, this alleged victim. I mean, my goodness, they're just setting up landmines here that if the Republicans aren't careful, they're going to blow themselves up. And, at the cost of this, if they're, here's these women who say, we're vanguards for women and proper treatment and all this and fairness and everything like that. And they're throwing this woman under the bus for the sake of their political ideology. I mean, what is at risk here? Is this woman who is, I believe she's probably dealing with something, fundamentally off balance mentally. I mean, this is something that's come out in her sessions with her therapist, her marriage counseling and that. And all that's going to be put out in front of God and everybody in a political environment. I think this is high stakes for this woman, and the Democrats are happy for the sake of their greater cause of doing everything they can to resist and delay the appointment of Judge Kavanaugh and anything that has to do with Donald Trump. And so the heck with Dr. Ford and her emotions and her future.
Well, I'll tell you, I feel even sorrier because after our Dr. Ford, who is in the mental health field, and by the way, the great majority of people in the mental health field, 90%+ are liberals. Mm-hmm. We know for a fact that she's a political operative. She was standing there the day after the inauguration with a pussy hat on her head.
Yes.
And so she is politically motivated as well. But what we forget is what we are doing to men in this country.
Exactly.
And I think that that does an enormous disservice, not just to men, but to women as well. Right. And among the things I've mentioned about this We Aren't Victims, I hope people will use hashtag We Aren't Victims. This is the counter was I've come up with. Come up with your own. I don't care. The counter to the Me Too movement. It isn't that we don't think these things happen. It's that this has completely been weaponized and hijacked in order to be used as a political battering ram. And the person that is being creamed by this is Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Mm-hmm. He's being asked to defend himself from charges he doesn't know. He's being maligned with no evidence, and people are already blaming him for something he doesn't even know exactly what the charges are. It is, and at the end of these little points that I've made, is that there's a reason why the left cannot stand straight men.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Straight men at their very best epitomize competition, resilience, getting up when you've been knocked down, taking care of your family, protecting your family.
Exactly.
All those things sound like capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
The only men that the left seems to like are emasculated men and gay or transvestite men. They don't like straight men. Because men like to teach their kids to be self-sufficient and self-reliant. And they are trying to turn all women into victims and all men into perpetrators. That comment made by the Hawaiian lawmaker, can't remember her name, I must have blocked it out, that's pure bigotry.
Yes.
And we need to be able to stand up and say, that's bigotry. You want to talk bigotry? There it is.
Well, that's right. You're talking Senator Mazie Hirono from Hawaii that made that statement, and it really raised the hair in the back of my neck as well. What you're referring to here, Dr. Warren Farrell, he and John Gray have written the book Boy Crisis, and that's what we have to look at is the impact. Right now it's Kavanaugh, but what does it do for the rest of the men, the next generation? After all, ladies, you're going to be looking for a strong man, to marry.
That's the dirty little secret.
And so it's like,
we love strong men.
what's left if you neuter the men down the road? I mean,
you know what it is? You know what's left, Bill? The government. The left wants us all to marry the government.
Yes. The government is your daddy.
That's right.
Oh, Lord
That's
have mercy.
Right.
This is what we've come down to. She's a talk radio host, political pundit, and author. Karen Cataline has been our guest. Karen, thank you so much. It's been a joy. Appreciate the time.
Totally my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Times are changing. The circus of politics healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of